God bless you. Like many of you, I was born at a very early age. And as my mother always told people, I would cut my teeth on a church pew, literally. My father was a minister. So I had the word poured into my heart year after year after year. But that heart of mine was like an empty shell. At age 20, 22, I told God, you know, God, I love you, but this stuff that I'm learning doesn't make any sense to me. I'm taking a hike. If you got any truth out there for me, I want to know, and I will believe. God knew my heart, and soon I was introduced to a method where I could read and understand the word for myself, put it together for myself. Thank God he did that for me, because one day I was practicing with a brand new crossbow that I had. And a crossbow, for those of you who do not know, is like a slingshot on steroids. And when the string fires this arrow, it's moving at a tremendous amount of speed. And they caution you, do not put your appendages in the line of this arrow or the string. But I did. Sorry. Cut my thumb off. As I reach down to pick my thumb up and I put it back on, I walk in the house and I'm speaking in tongues. And I'm leaning over the sink and my hunting buddy says to me, dude, this looks bad, but you're going to be okay. My wife and I, on the way to the hospital, spoke the word of God to one another, the truth of the word that God had privileged us to see and understand. Get to the hospital, go into the emergency room, they prep me for surgery. I'm still hanging on to my thumb, by the way. So I get into the operating room, or just outside the operating room, and I'm laying on the gurney, and nobody is around. And this gentleman walks up to me, dressed in street clothes, plaid shirt, khaki pants, as I remember. And he says to me, put his hand on the gurney, and he says, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Okay. A couple of minutes later, the nurse comes out, and she says, well, have you ready to go here in a minute or two? Just hang in there. Okay, I'm fine. As she leaves, the gentleman comes back to my gurney and he says, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. And I thought, now that's odd. This guy come by twice and said exactly the same thing. When I get into the operating room, I asked the nurse before I passed out, who was the guy in the hallway that spoke to me? He was so kind. She said, nobody comes in here dressed in street clothes. I don't know what you're talking about. It must be the drugs. I don't think so. I think God sent his messenger to my side. After the surgery, I spoke to the surgeon and I said, so what do you think? He said, we found one blood vessel that we think will supply enough blood to keep your thumb alive. If not, come back in, we'll take it off. No big deal. Now, you have to remember that I picked my thumb up off the ground. What are you talking about? A blood vessel was good. Still attached to my thumb? Must have been my Heavenly Father looking out for me. Before we left the hospital, the nurse came in and I said, by the way, this is an Ephesians 3:20 story, in case you don't know. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. I asked the nurse, I said, by the way, the doctor, what does he do? She said, oh, he's a hand specialist. God has done so many remarkable things for us. And many, many, many are in the category of Ephesians 3:20. But we need to be mindful and look around and talk to people, find out their stories, and understand the greatness of God's love for us. Ephesians 3:20. Make it your own. Thank you.